are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owens coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. A little hot in my headphones. Can you bring me down? Is that possible?
Yeah. I don't know why it's hotter than
I don't know. I think I'm using the ones that Matt had last week.
Oh, yeah. Your microphone was up higher, too.
Matt is, what's the word to put it?
Giant?
Egocentric.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
He was like, more of me in my headphones.
Yes,
I want
like,
to hear
more.
I want to hear my voice.
Louder.
Yeah.
In fact, in your headphones, I should be louder too.
Yeah,
that's what
it was
he said.
Weird, but we allowed it. And then also have his microphone was comically high. It was like, I didn't even know it could get that high.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the world is this?
Well, he's a giant.
He is a giant. So anyway, we're here and we are ready to, do whatever it is that we do. I got my tea. You got your sparkling ice.
Yes. With caffeine. It's caffeinated.
I think this is caffeinated.
It is.
Tea's got caffeine in it.
It does.
About a third of the caffeine in a cup of coffee would be this cup.
Yeah, this has 70 milligrams of caffeine, which is
how many milligrams that got?
Oh, yeah. That's a separate joke. So I was listening to, I was telling you a little bit before the show. About the six drinks that basically changed the world.
You were telling me, and it was fascinating.
So here's just another stat, just made me think of it as I was looking at that. 30% of all beverages consumed on the planet today are Coca-Cola based.
I mean, what do you mean 30%? Like 30% of the liquid swallowed is
yes.
Coca-Cola based?
Yes.
That's hard to believe.
Now, it might not be Coca-Cola. It might be like...
I know, like they make Dasani and
whatever.
A million other things.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not counting the dude that's going down to the river.
Yeah, it's everything.
It's everything.
Every consumable liquid.
By humans,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, dogs could be drinking Coke too.
That's a lot. I mean, what if you took out all the babies that can't drink Coke products?
They would skyrocket.
Then the number would go even higher.
Yeah. I think babies do drink Coke.
Mine always did.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. They enjoyed it. They liked it.
Before we get too far into the episode.
Yes.
Well, you have no idea. You have no idea what I'm going to say.
Mm-mm.
I want to do a quick poll, okay, of people watching.
Uh-huh.
Two stats. One, male or female.
Okay.
Because I think we have a large female audience.
Really?
I think we do.
Hey, man, you know, listen. Ladies like what they see. I mean, I've told my Wendy story before.
You have, yeah. And then the other thing.
So I was in the drive-in.
drive-through.
I was going through the drive-through at Wendy's, getting my double cheeseburgers or whatever, and pull up to the second window and reach to give my card to the lady in the window. And she reaches down to get it, and she goes, and she's just like looking at me, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then she goes like this. She goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. Your eyes, they're just so pretty." And I was like, "Thank you." I didn't know if I should say you too, you know?
Yeah.
So I went back to that Wendy. I mean, I went home and I told Erica, "You better appreciate what you got because the ladies, they want this, you know, my eyes." And
she immediately went back with you.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I've been back multiple times.
Yeah.
That lady has never, and every time I go to give my card to any drive-in window now, I'm always like, just trying to recreate that response. But
have you seen that lady again?
No, I've not seen her.
I'm guessing she got fired because she said that to everybody.
No, I refuse to believe that.
No, that's,
she,
I'm sure that's
listen,
what happened.
There was a lot of ladies that watched the show for a reason.
Okay.
And it's not just garbage.
Okay, so that, and then... Secondary, I want to know over under age. So I'm going to throw age out there. Like
30?
30, yeah.
Okay.
So are you under 30 or over 30?
Okay.
Now, you don't have to, you know, if you're 50, you don't have to say, I'm 50.
We'd like it, though. We'd more specific would be better.
Yeah.
You don't have to be ashamed of being 50. No. I mean, in some ways, you should be proud. Some people don't make it that far, yeah. You know? So
I think we
isn't
have.
Isn't that the goal? We all want to be 50 one day.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like, I never want to be 50.
No,
eventually. I'd love to be 50 one day.
You know, 100 years ago, 50 would have been ancient.
Mm. You'd be a sage.
Like the thing that you burn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So those are the things you want to know from people.
Yeah. That's a pre-3 thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know male, female,
mm-hmm.
over, under 30.
All right.
Because I think we have, if I had to guess, I guess a majority of our audience are female.
I do not think the majority is female.
I actually do. Really? I really do. I also think a majority is under 30. I don't understand.
I would say the majority would be
how old is Aaron?
Under 30. He is right at that. He is upper 20s. I don't think he's he's not 30.
Well, him
yet.
And his wife watch.
Yeah, they're lower.
They're under 30. I think a majority of the crowd is under 30.
I think the majority is female.
I think it's more than what you think.
Well, we'll find out right into the show. So,
comment anywhere.
Anywhere.
Wherever you're watching it.
Wherever you're watching. So, last week, if you didn't watch, you should have watched. It was a great show. We had our friend Matt Neff on, and Jason, you took a run at the Krispy Kreme Challenge, and you didn't make it. You went for 3 dozen, and you ate 2 dozen, which, as far as I'm concerned, puts you in the top 1%.
You think so?
I mean, of all of the world,
okay,
how many of those, like what percentage of that people have eaten 2 dozen donuts in one sitting?
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
Top point.
Not how many people could.
Not could,
yeah,
but
I think
have.
There's a lot of people could.
Listen, a lot of people can do a lot of things. I'm not interested in what people can do. I want to know what they actually did. And you put your money where your mouth is, or your mouth where your money is. I don't know, one or the other. And you went for it.
We spent $42 on Krispy Kremes.
And
how do I get reimbursed for that?
Just email the show.
I checked the email. This is not going to work.
Mm. Well, anyway, how are you feeling post? I mean, we don't need all the details.
I feel better now.
You feel better now. But how long until you felt normal? Like
24 hours.
24 hours.
You know, honestly, I think this might have set me back. I think I was sick prior to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had that night, you noticed, I had a lot of like sinus stuff mm-hmm. going on. Actually, I had an ear infection.
Oh, and this was probably not good for that process.
No, I don't think so. I ran a fever. I wasn't
Turns out,
eating two dozen Krispy Kremes gives you an ear infection.
Yeah.
I think I was sick before I started. Mm-hmm. Not like throwing up barfy sick. Mm-hmm.
But you did take the day off work.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't feel good. Yeah. And I don't know, you know, chicken or egg.
Yeah.
Could have been anything.
Are you a chicken or an egg guy?
I'm both.
Really?
Yeah.
You think God made them both at the same time? Simultaneously. Just chicken and egg.
Yeah, like,
because this
is what's going to happen, so I want you to sit on it.
So he's like, bark, bark, you know?
Bark,
bark,
bark, bark, bark. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what happened.
All right.
Jason. The egg would never hatch if the chicken never sat on it.
Okay.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. God would not create just the egg. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, it could have been the egg while hatching. You know what I mean? It could have been egg hatch. You know what I mean?
Like instantaneously.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in that sense, it would be both too, because the chicken was inside the egg. Is it a chicken while it's still in the egg, or is it just a chicken embryo? It
sounds like a Roe versus Wade question.
We should bring in Amy Coney Barrett to talk to us about it.
Tonight's a debates.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm excited. I'm recording it.
I was excited about the last one and then disappointed. But we're not here. We don't talk about politics.
No.
That's not our thing.
No.
We have no political views. And if we did, we would never divulge them. We would never let you know, because we know that you don't really care.
No.
And that's the truth.
That is the truth.
Honestly, that's the truth.
They don't care.
They don't care. Whatever, especially now more than ever. Maybe there was a day where you're like, I don't know, maybe I'm a Nixon guy, maybe I'm a Kennedy guy, and I could go back and forth. Maybe, you know, maybe you have to go further back than that. I don't even know that that's the case. But today, I think more than ever, I cannot imagine, no matter what your political view
nobody
is.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, and I cannot imagine a world in which you're like, man, I am just like, one day I'm Trump and one day I'm Biden. I just can't even,
right.
You know what I mean?
Or it's like, man, I'm just, I don't know who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
I think these guys on this podcast should tell me who to vote
yeah,
for.
Right, here's a couple of idiots like eating donuts.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, Jason ate 24 donuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Krispy Kreme.
Certainly,
so,
he would know I mean, who I should vote
who's
for.
Who's he voting for?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who I want to vote for.
But we don't even tell people who we vote for. As far as people know, we're not even American citizens. You know, maybe yeah. Maybe we can't even vote.
I'm going to vote early and often.
Make the rounds.
Yeah.
I get it.
Every precinct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You would. All right, Jason. Every week we come in with three things that we just have to talk about. What is your first thing today?
So right here.
As the people can see.
I don't know, Stella, if you can kind of zoom in on that a little bit.
It's a smattering of candy.
Smattering?
Sure.
There is.
Plethora?
A plethora. I was going to say plethora.
You like the word plethora.
I do like the word plethora.
I think you should move on. I'm a big fan of this one.
Almond Joy.
I'm a big fan of the
Almond
Joy.
Joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
Because I'm also a huge fan of the Butterfinger.
Not more than me.
I feel like they made Bart Simpson the mascot because that's his hair.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know if you can see that, but that's Bart Simpson's hair.
Yeah.
If I ever saw it, it's yellow. It's like
and it's spiky.
Spiky.
Yeah.
So
here's some things. We bought this. We're going to pass out candy next week for Halloween. And I went ahead and opened up all the packages. My kids are going nuts because I've told them they can't eat any.
Mm-hmm.
It's driving them crazy. And yeah. I love it. I think it's fun.
Sure.
Because when they go to bed, I eat the candy.
Of course you do.
And what are you doing?
I
got to pass this candy out.
Well, this one you won't pass out.
So a couple things instantly come to mind. Number one, the word that's labeled on here is fun size. When I was a kid, fun size was like a chunk. It was like half a candy bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now fun size is a bite size.
Like this. This is bite sized.
That is not fun size at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I'm eating a regular Snickers, I mean, my bite
little,
is bigger than this.
That's
this is
true.
Small. This is half bite size.
So what
size.
Would you, a half bite size?
Yeah.
Is it labeled fun size?
And there's just a C on it. That's all they have room for. Just put a C.
So each one of the Snickers have a different... Letter,
yeah.
So I was going to show you this one. Oh, this drives me crazy.
Mm. The
a
Kit Kat
single,
should be two.
It should be two.
Yeah.
When we were kids, it was two.
Uh-huh.
And now it's one. And it's not even a full...
Mm-mm.
It's like a miniature single piece. That should be two. So what I wanted to do tonight, not only do I want to complain about how candy is being processed... Your friend, Andy Ballinger.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is what... I wasn't going to talk about this, but I was reminded of it. They had a secret stash when they were passing out candy.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. For the people they liked.
Friends of the Ballingers.
Friends of the Ballingers. You got a full-size candy bar.
Yeah, you did.
Everybody else got this stuff.
Mm. Losers got that stuff.
Yeah. Mm. So I was glad to walk with you on those nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they did not like you. But when you were with me, it was like, I guess.
I mean, they're brothers. How can I give one a full size and the other one not? So I just want to do a Mount Rushmore of Halloween candy.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't think this is going to apply to all candy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it does. I don't know. But I think Halloween candy.
Like, does candy corn belong on the list?
It could. I don't have any candy corn in here. It's not individually.
Do you know anybody that eats candy corn on purpose?
I, about once every 5 years, will buy a bag of candy corn.
And you'll just eat it.
I'll eat it. Hmm. And as I eat it, I'm like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
It's like grainy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
No.
I like the first one.
Sure.
And then, like, number four and five, I'm like, this, why am I doing this?
But if we're talking about Mount Rushmore.
I think candy corn is probably on it.
You know, I mean, George Washington, he's a little grainy. Yeah. You know, he is. He's a little, you know, he just flat out killed some dudes during the Revolutionary War.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's just like.
They all did.
Well, but he killed deserters. He, like, lined them up and hung them, you know, or shot them.
As he should have.
Hey, no judgment passed here. I'm just saying, in today's world, he comes across as a little old-fashioned, little grainy. You know, maybe candy corn is the George Washington.
Okay, that's fine. So, I think that M&M's.
These are not our favorites, by the way.
No, they're not. And favorites, I love Butterfinger.
A Butterfinger.
That's
would
one
be
of my
favorites.
Favorite. I love Nerds.
I love an Almond Joy. You're a Nerds guy. I'm not
I
as much
nerds.
Of a Nerds guy.
Yeah.
I'd make a hard push for Milk Duds.
Okay, so listen. No. Milk Duds belong on the Mount Rushmore of
movie theater
candy. Yeah.
Along with Junior Mints.
Anything in a box.
Milk Duds, Junior Mints, Snow Caps, and the chocolate covered peanuts.
Lemonheads?
Nah, that's the
pool. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you don't think Milk Duds for the Halloween candy?
I don't think so.
Whoppers, though.
Yes, Whoppers definitely.
I don't like Whoppers.
I don't like them either.
It's a malted milk ball. It's a Depression era candy, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're cheaply made.
They have a place that you can give comments. I'd like to. Yeah, nobody likes Whoppers, but they definitely belong on the list.
In every bag of Halloween candy, you're going to find some Whoppers.
You're going to find some Whoppers, and they're just going to be on the bottom of the bag, and they're never going to get eaten.
What about Gobstoppers?
Nah, I don't think on the list.
Okay.
I feel like candy corn and Whoppers definitely belong on the list.
Yeah. Twizzlers? Is that pool? That's pool candy.
That's pool candy. What do you think about like a...
Airheads is pool candy, too.
Yes, Airheads is definitely pool candy.
Yeah.
What do you think about a... like a Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop. Okay. I would say either Halloween candy or Christmas candy.
Mm.
Listen, we'll save the Christmas candy for another conversation.
Lifesaver. All right. Okay, so, I mean, maybe we just go classic Hershey bar.
Okay, see, the thing about Hershey's that's great... It doubles up as a s'more ingredient.
That's true. I feel like the classic, just regular milk chocolate Hershey bar belongs on the list.
Okay, so
with
we're doing
the Whoppers.
Hershey's and Milk Duds.
Oh, no, well, Whoppers, we said for sure.
Oh,
and candy corn.
Oh, no, Milk Duds is the movie theater.
Yeah. So we definitely, we went Whoppers, Hershey's, and candy corn, although we recognize that nobody likes Whoppers and nobody likes candy corn.
Yeah, two of the, what about the big orange peanuts? The big styrofoam orange.
Yeah, those are awful.
I mean, it's been like 15 years. But
I mean, those are like an accident. You know what I mean? They're not even like somebody made them on accident.
It's an orange doorstop is what it is.
You got quite a variety here.
I know.
I love Swedish fish.
Do you? Movie theater candy.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Swedish fish.
Okay.
Big fan. The other day, we had a day off where the whole house didn't have anything to do. So Erica decided to make a puzzle. I busted out our book. The kids played some video games, watched movies. And Erica sent Levi, who's got his driver's license, which is great, by the way, sent him to the grocery store. And she said, I kind of want some something to eat while I'm making my puzzle, you know? And he's like, well, what do you want? She's like, something like Swedish fish or something like that. And he's like, okay. He brought back Swedish fish. The biggest bag of Swedish fish I've ever seen in my life. I didn't know you could get it at a normal store. It was a giant bag of Swedish fish. He's not paying. What does he care? You know what I mean? We just gave him the card, and he came back with this giant bag of Swedish fish. And, I mean, we polished it off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I was just
They also have a giant bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as big of a fan of Sour Patch Kids.
I love Sour Patch Kids.
People that like Sour Patch Kids like them, though. You know, Nate Bargatze is a fan of the Sour Patch
Kids.
Does
he? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
You're a Reese's guy.
I'm a big Reese's guy. And
I actually prefer the Reese Pieces.
You would.
Here it is. See, what's more Halloween than that?
See, the Reese's, this is a Reese miniature, but it used to be in the gold wrapper. You know what I'm talking about?
Like foil.
Yeah.
Orange foil or yellow foil.
Do you think there's foil around this one? Let's open it up and find out. Nope. It's just the cup.
So what differentiates that cup from this cup?
Well, that's a different. It's different proportions.
I know. Is there a different name for it? That's a Hershey's. That's a Reese's cup.
This is a miniature.
Miniature cup. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also am a big fan of the tree or the pumpkin or the rabbit, depending on what season it is, for the Reese's.
The Reese's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's finish this off. We've got three. Hershey's, Whoppers, candy corn. We need one more.
I don't want to do the big things.
The orange peanuts.
I mean,
like a big orange styrofoam peanut.
Is there any other time of the year that those are around?
It's just Halloween.
I think maybe we should add those because, I mean, as far as Halloween goes, that's.
I feel like
when else are you gonna eat
when
it?
When I was a kid,
I don't even know what those are called.
The big orange styrofoam peanut thing.
So we got orange styrofoam peanuts, which uh-huh. we're not even sure are edible, like technically.
We did eat them.
Yeah, but whether one should have ever.
They weren't individually wrapped either.
No, they were just loose.
Some like
just
some old lady.
In,
yeah.
You know.
Dropping them in the bucket.
Whoppers.
Yeah.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
And this is the only edible thing on the list is the Hershey's.
Isn't it so disappointing as a kid
oh.
to go trick-or-treating and 3/4 of your bag? That leads me into my second thing. I'll hold off on that.
We had a pretty good thing going, which was I liked the chocolate and you liked the fruity, sugary
yes.
stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of trading
happening.
A lot
of trading.
Our sister hoarded it all. Yeah. She would never trade. Even yeah. if she wanted to. She would just done this.
She's too big for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she also had her candy all year long where
yeah, she
I would just
it.
Eat like a crazy person and like go to bed at night like, just miserable.
You'd finish yours in 24 hours.
Easy.
Yeah, I'd finish mine in 1 week.
Yeah.
Our sister took 6 months.
Yeah, because she would always have the Easter or Halloween candy.
Oh, she would space it
Valentine's.
To the next one. Yeah.
You know, she would have, at any point, she would have one of those kinds of candies.
Yeah.
In her room. And she would just walk out like in the middle of July with like a piece of candy from Easter. Like, what? Where?
Where did you get that?
She's like eating the ear of the rabbit of the child. Look, what is, how do you?
In June.
Yeah. I just saved it. Well, come on. And I looked. I never knew where her hiding place was.
Nothing more disappointing than being 10 years old, coming back with your Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
You dump it out, and 3/4 of it is garbage.
Yeah.
It's Whoppers and milk duds.
Give it all to Dad.
Yeah.
Black licorice.
Listen, as an adult, I'll eat any type of candy.
I know. It's a difference.
I will eat the black licorice.
All right, speaking of our sister Amy.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, she gave me the idea of the fictional restaurant. I liked that as a topic. And so last time I saw her, I said, I need some more material. What you got for me? And so she said, because it's around Halloween time, that we should do the Mount Rushmore of Wizards.
Is this your first thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mount Rushmore of Wizards.
So let me just give you, I've got a list.
Listen, off the top of my head, I think the George Washington, Merlin.
Yeah, he's on the list.
I think he's...
Well, I didn't write him down for some reason, but
what?
He's definitely on the list. He was one that... He was like the first one that I talked about.
Yeah, I think George Washington is Merlin. He is the original wizard.
Now, there is some debate, you know, sorcerer, wizard, and witch is definitely... A witch is a different thing altogether. These are all men.
Wizards. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So wizards...
As they should be, yeah.
I mean, you know...
We're not doing the Mount Rushmore of witches.
What are we talking about?
No, it's wizards.
So Merlin,
yeah.
I agree. You got another one? I mean, I could read you what I have and you can just tell me what you think.
Read me what you have.
Oz.
Wizard of Oz. It's pretty iconic.
Yeah. I mean, his name isn't Oz.
Now, technically, he wasn't even real.
And Merlin.
The whole thing was a dream, right? Oh, spoiler.
The Wizard of Oz, he wasn't, I don't know.
She dreamed the whole thing. She was knocked on the head.
Either way, a lot of these are going to be fictional. So, I don't think we should draw a hard line there.
That they had to be real wizards.
David Blaine. So, I think the Wizard of Oz, if we're talking about iconic, he's pretty iconic.
Okay.
I'm not saying definitely, but I'm just, okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now, the obvious one is...
No!
Gandalf.
Yeah. You just love doing that.
Gandalf! definitely belongs on the list. And there are other wizards in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
You know, that...
Saruman.
Radagast, Saruman.
Yeah.
I mean, there are others, but Gandalf, we'll just stick with him.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm not a Harry Potter guy. As far as I'm concerned, Harry Potter... 10, 15 years down the road, we're going to be like Harry Water. Like, we don't even, it's just a passing fad. Okay.
No.
But apparently, Dumbledore is
a
guy.
He's a big deal.
So I guess I had to mention him. I don't know Dumbledore from a back door, you know, but apparently
he's a pretty big deal.
He's a pretty big deal. Yeah. So,
well, Harry is a wizard.
Is he? Or is he?
No, he's a wizard in training. He graduated school. Stella, is Harry a wizard by now?
Yeah.
I think I put Harry on the list before I would Dumbledore. Okay. I think Dumbledore's more of a classic wizard.
Okay, so Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's a wizard.
There's also John Wooden, who was the Wizard of Westwood. So that was his nickname. Yeah. But I don't know that he, you know, technically cast spells. We're going to get a little creative with.
Okay.
And then you'll have to tell me, is this a wizard?
Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He's a wizard.
He is. Thor calls him. So Earth has wizards now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we feel like Doctor Strange is a wizard.
Yeah.
Stephen Strange. Belongs on the list, you think, maybe?
I don't think he belongs on the list.
Okay. Here's another one.
Okay. I have one for you if he's not on your list.
Yoda.
Ooh. He's not a wizard. He's a Jedi.
He does wizardy things.
He does do wizardy things, but,
he's
not casting spells.
Okay. All right, fine. You and I, for a period of our lives that is now over, at one point was completely obsessed with a game on our phones.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans,
It completely took over our lives. We
I just stopped one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's
you
it.
Just have
I'm
to.
Not doing this it's ever
the
again.
Same thing I did with, you know.
Yeah. Gideon's begging me to have it because I got pretty far.
I did. I got pretty far, too.
Yeah.
There was a wizard in Clash of Clans.
It's a big deal.
You know, the wizard's
but
a big deal.
He doesn't belong.
Okay.
No.
All right. Here's one of my favorite ones. Tim.
Oh, some call me Tim.
From Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Yeah. He's a wizard, and his name is Tim.
Yeah.
Tim the Wizard. I mean, come on.
It's pretty iconic. Maybe in England. I don't know, the United States.
Mount Definitely Rushmore. Worth mentioning.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make it on the list, he's worth mentioning.
He's worth mentioning.
I got one more.
Okay.
From the Bible, Simon the Sorcerer. He was a wizard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Not iconic enough.
I mean, Bible, best-selling book of all time, and he's like the wizard in it. Yeah, it's not even close. Second place is the Bible. Third place is the Bible. But, you know, I'm just saying, it's worth mentioning.
What about Q?
Oh. He's more of like a god, right?
I don't know.
I think he's closer to Thor than he is to Doctor Strange. He just kind of does what he wants.
Yeah, he's a wizard. I don't know how iconic he is.
Nah, I don't think. I mean, he's worth talking about, and I think the same way that Yoda's worth talking about, but I don't think we can call him a wizard.
If Yoda belongs in that list, then Q also belongs in that
list.
Yeah,
but then it would be a different list. It would be, I don't know.
Non-human.
I guess. I'm not sure. But that's my whole list. Am I missing anything? Is there anything glaring?
Stella, can you think of anything? Okay, so I think Merlin. Yeah.
Gandalf. Harry Potter,
yeah.
And then we've got Doctor Strange, Simon the Sorcerer, Tim, the Wizard from Clash of Clans, and the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Okay. For iconic purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody knows the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a pretty good list.
Your definitive Mount Rushmore of wizards. Thank you to Amy. It's, you know, apropos to the season that we're in. Spooky season.
Candy and wizards.
Mm-hmm. What's
okay,
your second
so
thing?
My second thing. Do you prefer decimals or fractions?
Mm-hmm.
So if I said half of this candy or two-thirds of this candy...
Okay.
Or 66% of this candy.
Oh.
75% of this candy. Mm-hmm. Or 3/4 of this candy.
I think my brain processes the percentage point, the percentages a little better than the fractions.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it's because of sports. Because so many things in sports are based upon like free throw percentage.
Batting average.
Like I think my brain has a good, I don't know, wrap around that idea of percentages. Where with fractions, it's, you know, like 3/5 or 4/7. You know what I mean? Like the whatever the denominator is changes the way I have to think about it. It requires a little bit more thought. And where I kind of like automatically, if you're talking percentages, I hear that a little
quicker. I think I gravitate towards fractions more.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
I think, well, you're better in math than I am. There's no doubt about that. I mean, when you think about fractions are, I think, a more logical way to think about it. It's like a more hands-on, physical.
Right. I can picture it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you say 3/4 of something.
Yeah.
Like instantly, it's like I can picture what 3/4 of something is.
I was homeschooling. I homeschooled my kids, and I was doing multiplying and dividing fractions with my daughter, Abby.
It sounds awful.
And I think I understand it now. I think I really got it.
It took 25 extra mm-hmm. years.
What's that? Khan Academy. The guy on, you know what that is?
No.
I'm a fan of Khan Academy. If you want to know how to do anything, math, Stella's shaking her head. She does not like Khan Academy. She hates it because they give it to all the kids.
I have no idea what it is.
You know, they say, hey, if you don't understand this, pull it up on Khan. He's got like a million videos of how to do everything mathematical, and you see him drawing it out and explaining it, and saw him explain fractions in a way that was like, wait a minute, that makes sense.
Huh.
So, yeah. Fractions start okay. to make sense to me. I mean, Stella almost got up and walked out when I said Khan Academy. She's not a fan.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you prefer decimals.
I guess.
I prefer fractions.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh, I thought that was leading somewhere.
No. Oh. Well, it's a jump off of this. When I said you bring your Halloween candy home, you open the bag and 3/4 of it is garbage.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you would say 75% of your candy is garbage.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, quarters... I have a good feel for quarters.
There's 3/4.
There's four quarters.
Well, it depends how many quarters do you have? Maybe I only have 2 quarters.
I have all the quarters. You could have 7 quarters.
I have all the quarters. It's so hard explaining to my kids. I don't know why, like soccer, we were watching it the other day. And they know everything's backwards. The clock goes in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
The home team is listed first, mm-hmm. not second.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
offsides
about it
changes the whole time.
Yeah. Did you know this? I didn't know this about soccer. There's no offsides on a throw-in.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Well, that.
The other day, the I was watching a game, and it's just some random premier. It wasn't Tottenham. The guy grabbed the ball from out of bounds really quick and mm-hmm. turned and threw it, and the guy was already down there. Mm-hmm. He had already darted off and yeah. scored a goal.
Harry Kane is the best at that. At like
when, situational.
At when the ball is dead and it's time to go, like he doesn't wait.
Right.
And that's why him and Son are so good together, because Son is always thinking about scoring.
Right.
And Kane is always thinking about scoring. So like he's really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch the last game?
I didn't get to watch the last game.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they tied 3-3.
Yeah.
But Son and Kane are dynamic.
I'm waiting to see Gareth Bale come in. Yeah. I'm excited to see how he fits in.
Yeah.
These things don't always work, but turns out maybe Jose Mourinho knows what he's doing. I don't know.
Okay. What's your second?
Could you imagine when, like 20 years ago?
No.
That you and I would be on a podcast talking about English soccer?
No. As you're drinking tea.
As I'm drinking tea. What has happened to us?
I don't know. Secretly, we want to be British.
I don't even secretly. I mean, I just flat out. I've never tried to hide that.
I mean, we declared our independence from England.
I didn't, though. You know what I mean? Nobody ever gave me a choice.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to kind of go back?
Well, I like to think about it.
You know, yeah. I was going to say something about the drinking show that I watched earlier, the drinks, but it really doesn't matter. Yeah.
You're the only one that listened to that today.
I know.
It's like trying to explain to somebody a dream that you had. Nobody cares. Nobody you know, cares. Talking to somebody else about your fantasy football team, like, okay. I know you're excited about this, but I'm not.
Josh Allen is my quarterback.
Yeah. I don't even know who Josh Allen is.
Quarterback's the Buffalo Bills.
If he walked in here with a t-shirt on that said,
I'm Josh
Allen,
here's the thing
about Josh
Allen.
Know him.
You ready? Went to community college. Because he was 6'2", played for a year, quarterback. He just wasn't anything special. He's just a normal guy.
Okay.
Grew 4 inches in 1 year. Now he's 6'6".
Okay.
It makes a huge difference.
Remember when I said it's not interesting to listen to people talk about their fantasy football teams?
Okay.
Nobody
well,
cares.
Well, he's on my, I picked him up.
Nobody cares.
He's like second.
My second thing
okay.
is that this week I went to Amish country.
Mm. My wife goes to Amish country every day.
Berlin.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all right. It's a little overrated. A lot of pie. I'm a fan of pie.
Pie's the best.
I love a pie.
Yeah. Do you prefer pie versus cake?
Yes. It's not even close.
Okay.
I'll take a pie every day over a cake.
It shows.
Thank you. So, it was funny. One day I was talking to this kid that was, so I was out, I was doing some work, helping some people out on this, it was an Amish farm. And
you were working an Amish farm.
Kind of, yeah. It's a weird, I'm not going to explain how it happened, but it was the situation.
You found yourself on an Amish farm.
I found myself working on an Amish farm. It was a crazy day. So anyway, the guy there that, you know, whatever, Samuel or whatever the Amish guy was, I'm sure his last name was probably Yoder.
Hezekiah Yoder.
Yeah, Hezekiah Yoder. You know, he's got 17 sons.
Yeah.
And one of his sons was 15
Ezekiel.
Years old. Yeah, probably Ezekiel. And he said, you know, that they had a tool at their other farm, and it was like 5 miles away or something like that.
This is Ohio?
In Ohio.
Okay.
And he asked me, he said, would you drive Samuel to the farm to go get it so we could have it, you know, because they don't drive. So I said, sure, I'll drive him.
Yeah.
So I got in the car and, you know, Samuel's next to me. So me and Samuel or Ezekiel or whatever, this 15-year-old Amish kid, we're going down the road. And I'm just naturally, I don't want to just sit in the car quietly, you know. And I don't get a lot of opportunities to speak to the Amish. So I thought, you know, let me just talk to this kid about his life, you know.
So you've been vaccinated?
what they teach you about evolution?
Hey, what's that thing with the zipper? You don't do that, right? You just do buttons. You don't
do the
zipper?
So with the haircut, you just put a bowl on your head and cut around it? So anyway, I'm just trying to make a connection with this kid. That's all.
Do you churn your own butter?
How does that even work?
Do you?
Where does butter come from? Is it thick milk? I don't know. So
here's the best part.
Yeah.
They'll never watch.
No.
You can make, if we want to make fun of any group of people.
The Amish
all day. Mm-hmm. They will never watch.
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
We should make fun of.
Listen, I like the Amish. He was a nice kid. So we're driving down the road and I'm trying to make a connection. And I was like.
You tried to turn on the radio. Wizard. Ah!
No, I didn't turn on the radio, but I should have. What music? You like Cardi B? You know. So we're going down the road, and I'm asking him about himself. Well, what do you know? How many brothers sisters you got? And it's like some crazy number. Like, wow, that's amazing. It's like, yeah, you know, it's real quiet, real polite, you know. And I said, you know, what do you, you know, what do you do? You know, what's, you know, we work a lot, you know. And I was like, well, you know, do you take any day off? Well, we don't work on Sunday. Oh, well, what do you like to do on Sundays? Well, we go to church.
Yeah.
All day?
Mm-hmm.
All day. So I was like, oh. So what do you like to do when you're not working? And he's like, well, we work a lot. You know? I was like, oh. I was like, do you ever have any days that you're, you know? He's like, well, sometimes there'll be a holiday and we'll take a day off. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what do you like? And I'm just trying to find any connection here with this kid, you know? And so I said, what do you like to do on your holidays? You know, what do you do, you know, when you don't have anything else to do? He goes, well, sometimes Father takes us fishing, you know? Mm. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We're making a connection here, you know? I was like, well, that's, do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it. What's your favorite part about fishing? Like, what do you know, what's your favorite part about it? And he really thought about it, you know? And he kind of, and he's like, well, I guess catching the fish. like it was a trick question or something. You know what I mean? Like he's probably like,
he's thinking the whole thing
through. This guy is stupid. Like, what is he?
I mean,
this seems like the most obvious question.
We go to catch a fish.
We go fishing.
The best part is catching the fish.
It's got to be catching the fish, right? Yeah. Like he's like, am I missing something here? You know what I mean?
It's a trick question. He's trying to trick me. His wizardry.
This guy's trying to trick me. And I just always thought that was so funny. He's like, Catching the fish. And then I was like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much it. That was the
See, it's probably another work thing for them. Then they have to go clean the fish.
I know. It's like a
fish.
Whole process, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of fishing.
Just.
Yeah.
Pole. Hook. Net. Boat.
Hook.
Hook.
Pole. No, boat. You don't have to have a boat.
Okay.
Pole. Net. Hook.
Worm.
Worm. That's it.
Pole. Net. Hook.
You don't even need a net.
You don't need a net, but
pole,
it's nice to.
Hook. Worm.
Line.
Line. There it is. That's a Mount Rushmore fishing.
My favorite part of fishing was just finding the worms. Yeah. I didn't have a lot of patience for fishing.
Yeah, Walmart for like $2 or $3.
I remember when I was, I think I was 18 years old. I was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, going to school all out on my own for the first time, you know. And had a friend. And he liked to go fishing, and we were talking one day. He's like, you should come with me sometime. I got a couple places I go, a river, ponds, and stuff. I was like, sure, that'd be fun. I was like, I haven't been fishing since I was a kid. My grandpa used to take me, and I said, you know, so we go out, and he's like, well, this is a good spot right here, so I'll put you here. You know, you got a better chance here, and I'll go over there. And he's like, here's the pole. And I take the pole, and I'm like, all right, you know, see ya, you know. And so I put the worm on the hook, and I get the pole, and I was like... I don't know.
It's an open reel.
And I was like, hey, Caleb, you know, yeah. And he, you know, walks all the way over, puts his thing down. And I was like, where's the button? and he just starts, he's like, button? He's like, those are for kids. And I was like, I don't know. I'm pretty good with the button. So, yeah, that was embarrassing. He never took me again.
That's weird.
He's a nice guy.
You know, we went on a big striper fishing thing in Lake Texoma between Texas and Oklahoma.
We got it.
Use a button on it.
Yeah.
On the poles.
There's no shame in using a button.
There's no. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So on there, the instructors that they took us out, because you had to have a special type of thing. You hit the button. You let the thing fall 100 feet. When it hits bottom, you crank it up 3 times, and it just sits there.
And that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. And then the striper fish will hit it. You pull it up. Yep. Whee! But it's a button.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad about the button.
Well, he mocked me, and I felt bad. And I don't think I've been fishing since. So
I took my son fishing
over 20 years ago.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah? Did you catch anything?
Harrison, no. He got stuck. In mud. It's a long story. That's a story for another day.
Or maybe it's not. You know, that's up to you whether it's interesting or not. I'm at the bottom of my tea. Every once in a while, I don't stir it well enough.
Yeah.
And that bottom sip is just so saturated with honey. I don't put a lot of honey in, but if it doesn't get mixed around, then it's just like a shot of honey.
Mead.
What?
When it ferments,
you're just in your drink mode.
Yeah.
What's your third thing?
My third and final thing is today was 78 degrees.
It was warm today.
It hit
78. Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago, it was 33 degrees as a high for the day. Here's my question. It's the question I hear from my kids almost every single day.
Will you feed me?
Will you feed me? And I say, no, I will not feed you. I say, where's your Halloween candy from last year?
Mm-hmm.
You should have that.
Yeah. I'm not always going to be here to feed you. Like tomorrow, I'm leaving.
To get milk, and I'm never coming back. is it going to be hot today?
Yeah.
Because they want to know if they can wear shorts, wear a jacket.
Yeah.
It's all about that. So I want to define hot and cold, warm, chilly.
Okay.
Temperature.
All right.
Okay, so 78 degrees, how would you define that?
Warm.
Warm, correct. Mm-hmm. At what point does it become hot?
84.
That's like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
So the difference between warm and hot is 5 degrees.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that.
What's the bottom end of warm?
64.
Oh, I don't know if that's warm.
It depends on what time of the year it is.
I mean, 64.
If it's December, 64 feels pretty warm.
That is true. 64 in the summer feels cold.
It feels cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is hard.
Temperature is not always the same, is it?
No, it is not.
It changes.
It does change. You know, I mean, if it's February, you know, or the beginning of March, that first day that it gets up in the 50s, everybody's wearing shorts and t-shirts, you know, where those first couple of days that it gets that cold after the summer, you know, I mean, you're bundling up. So,
what's cold?
Below freezing.
32 degrees.
Mm-hmm. For me, that's cold. Everything above that is chilly.
So 35 degrees.
Yeah, that's chilly.
Okay. So we have a function, family event, lots of people showing up Saturday night. There's going to be a bonfire outdoors. It's going to be 35 degrees. I think.
Yeah.
We've been trying to track the weather. I don't think it's supposed to rain.
Mm-hmm.
But that last year, it was on the same line where it's like, is it going to rain or not?
Mm-hmm.
Rain changes everything.
Yeah, tell me about it.
35 and rain is cold.
I'll take 25.
Above 30.
I'll take 25 and cold and dry before I'll take 35 and rain.
I'll take 5 and dry before 35 and rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rain is miserable in the cold. In the hot, rain can be pretty good.
Well, it's refreshing.
That's really refreshing. Hot and cold.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Well, you are coming in
hot,
really hot today.
Literally.
Well, we're running out of time, so I don't want to focus on anything that will take us too long. I mean, this really isn't a whole thing, but I've been going to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee. It's my new place to get coffee.
You're
going
to have to hurry up.
Okay. And I like their cold brew. It's pretty good. I drink it black.
Never had it.
It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's a good cold brew. It's as good as Starbucks cold brew, I think. The other day, though, I go to Dunkin' to get their cold brew, which I drink black. I might do it once a week. And I am like 80% sure that they just gave me iced coffee.
One time or every time?
One time. I'm like, this does not taste like cold brew. It just tastes like strong coffee.
Yeah.
It tastes like strong coffee that was iced.
Yeah.
Should I have gone back in and called them on it?
So I go through this with Estelle. It seems like frequently where we go through the drive-thru. We shot photography for a wedding this past summer. We got large Jamocha shakes.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us like mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And we start driving away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do?
Once you're driving away, it's like...
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's like, it's like the principle or what is actually worth it for me at this point.
Exactly. Now, so it's the same thing. So you've gone through, you've already drank it. Is it worth it? It's
I was down the road and my first couple of drinks, I was like, but I also can't prove. You know what I mean? It's not like... Like the other day, went to Dunkin' Donuts, my wife and I, just to get a medium black coffee, just because I didn't want to make it at the office. I said, I'll just grab one there. I love their black coffee. It's really good. And the cup that they gave me was really sticky. Had like, you know what I mean? Like
you
had like chocolate. No, I'm guessing that the person had like a glove on and they were just putting donuts in a box. And it was just like chocolate frosting around the cup. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not doing this. So I pulled around and I said, Erica, take this back inside. I can't, I'm not doing this. So for me, I don't want sticky hands.
No.
You know.
This is why we need a longer song. I mean, a shorter song.
I can make a longer song. If that's
extended edition.
We should do an extended edition.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, or watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTuber. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
It'd be nice if we had an animation Like, we had capabilities of doing an animation with that. I think that'd be more fun.
Yeah. Anybody out there in the world
who can do that?
Who
sort
can
of thing?
Do that? We need to.
We'd love an animation of me just rocking on a guitar.
Well, we need an intro where we're like riding on bikes going to the studio.
Yeah.
And we need an outro. And we need Netflix suggestion. Three sets of cartoonish
easy
drawings
for somebody like that.
My Netflix suggestion of the week
is
Great British Bake Off.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was going to be mine.
Are you serious? We've never.
Who's your early pick?
I don't know yet.
Right off the bat, because we watched it with a group of people, and I said, everybody has to pick one person that you think is going to win. Right off the bat, I picked Mark with a C.
Okay, yeah.
Which at first looked bad, but then he won Bread Week.
Yeah. Bread Week's a big deal.
Win Bread Week. Yeah. That's a thing.
I don't know the girl's name, but the young chick with the long hair.
Lottie.
I like her.
Did you watch Chocolate Week yet?
Yeah.
It was not a good week for her.
No. But she's dry and sarcastic, and she comes right back. Mm-hmm. You know, her and Paul go back and forth. I like that.
I love the Great British Baking Show.
It's the best.
It makes me so happy. There's no Frasier, but I love it.
Better.
Well, then I guess I'll just make my Netflix suggestion of the week Khan Academy. Just Stella's sake.
For Stella. I thought about making it the book that I listened to on tape today.
No, you can't do that.
Why? It's my Netflix suggestion.
It's got to be something you watch.
In my mind.
All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.